It is getting warmer outside. There's going to be more time at the lake, the river, drinking, partying, eating, and less time for working out. Or is there? Hi there, I'm Chris from Iron Hero CrossFit. This is the Iron Hero FitCast. This week, we're discussing how to stick to your goals at parties. I'm a fan, as you may know, I'm a fan of action and tactics and habits that support your goals, because habits last a long time, and those are great things to build lifestyle changes on. So here is our list of 7 things you can do to help stick to your goals as things get warmer and a bit more social. Number 1, don't skip on meals to quote-unquote save calories. I've done it. I'm sure you've done it. And I'm not saying it's a good idea, where you've skipped a meal or two knowing that you're going to have this fun social event and this amazing food coming up. And it might not even be that amazing, to be quite frank about it. But depending on what your nutrition strategy is, for example, calories only, macros, keto, anything like that, there could be anywhere from a little downside to a whole hell of a lot of downside. Generally, though, you don't make good food decisions or quantity of that same food decisions when you're hungry. Think about going grocery shopping when you're hungry. What type of stuff ends up in your grocery cart? Usually not stuff you would normally get. The action then? Eat like normal leading up to your event so that you can choose wisely while you're there. It's less likely to simply happen to you when you do it this way. And I'm also not saying that you can't indulge on stuff like that, but more on that later. Number 2, stay hydrated and choose better drinks, or perhaps number of drinks. 1 drink, then 1 water. Another drink, then 1 water. Maybe keeping it at 1 to 2 drinks, but having water throughout, especially if you pick a beverage that is say, you know, an alcoholic beverage that is clear and liquid, you can get away with sparkling water and some ice and throw a lime in there and make it look like you're drinking something. Nothing says that you have to continue to drink alcohol, because again, you don't necessarily make good decisions when you're doing that. Number 3, slow down a little bit. You could also call this mindful eating if you've heard the term mindful eating before. Paying attention to your tastes, your textures, satisfaction of the food you're eating versus just shoveling it in. Now, eating mindfully also allows your satiety hormones to stay with you, and that way you get hungry before you ever overeat. Now, is it still possible? Sure, it's still possible, but at least this way you're giving yourself a running chance. Number 4, the 80-20 rule and how this factors into taking ownership. I'm not a believer in being perfect 100% of the time. If you're doing a nutrition challenge, okay. If you're doing a weight loss challenge, fine. The plus side to those is that there's a start time and there's a finish time. But even in those, if it's a nutrition challenge worth its salt, the people that are running it, we're going to have a conversation with you as the challenge winds down about how to continue on some sort of path so you don't go completely back to what you were doing and consequently completely back to the weight gain that you had before. I am a believer in the 80-20 rule, or 90-10, depending on where that line in the sand is for you, because that allows you some wiggle room for living and going out on a date and having a drink if you want to have a drink, or if you don't plan and stuff happens and your schedule gets away from you and you just grab something to eat, that stuff happens. And because it's not 100% of the time, you're not completely off the quote-unquote wagon at that point. But as far as the taking ownership part, there's power in doing something like this, because if I know I have an event coming up on Saturday night, I can make the rest of my week support my goals nutritionally, and I get to choose to have that night on Saturday night. It doesn't just happen to me. I get to dictate where I place those indulgences and how often I'm doing it, and there's power in this. Number 5, prioritize social connection over food. Who says having fun only deals with food and drinks? Now, it seems like those things are sort of interconnected a lot, but that's not necessarily the case. What if you focus more on having meaningful conversations and building relationships with people? Maybe you guys go out dancing, or you're playing games, or whatever other fun things you kids are doing these days. But it doesn't always have to be focused on food and eating it just because it's there. Number six, pick proteins. I have yet to run into a get-together that doesn't include some kind of protein. Burgers, brats, hot dogs, steaks, jerky, chicken, pork, fish, whatever. Eat your proteins first. Eat your fruits and veggies first. You'll tend to be more full, and you'll probably make better decisions as far as the rest of your nutrition goes. Number seven, and this is probably my favorite and one that is a continual process for me because I'm not always great at it, is be comfortable saying no. For whatever reason, eating a certain way and drinking a certain way and drinking a certain frequency has sort of become the norm. And it's abnormal then to not drink and not eat that certain way. But as I get older, I'm starting to understand what people talk about when you just really don't care anymore what other people think. And sometimes it's okay to simply say no. And whenever I say sometimes, I mean whenever things don't align with your goals. Now, if it fits into your 20%, go for it. But again, that has to do with the fact that you get to dictate where you put that stuff. So don't be shy about saying no, and don't feel bad about it. You owe zero people an explanation. You can just say, no thanks, and move on. And that's it. Pick a strategy. Pick all of them. Pick a couple of them. Just move forward with something, and don't let this stuff just happen to you. If you have any other questions, you can email me at chris@ironherocrossfit.com.